Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Currently, we are back talking with Frank Fascino Jr. You got a little C in there, too. Frank Courtney Fascino Jr. Is it Courtney by chance? Did I get it? What?
Charles.
Oh, Charles. Oh, okay, Chucky. All right, let's do this. Okay, so I was way off on that one. Just giving it a shot. We're talking about the Flatwoods Monster. Also, within there as well, we are talking about. Well, he's kind of, you're like weaving everything in. However, let's get back to the action of the Flatwoods Monster and what they're seeing. Again, go to the website and see the pictures that he has sent us that go right along with it. I mean, as you're telling the story, I'm looking at it going, I'm watching this happen. But you can also go to his website, flatwoodsmonster.com, and you can learn all about his books, his information, and get all the other pictures and what's going to be coming up next for him. But okay, so we're shining the light up on it. There is no way it is a raccoon. There's these eyes looking down. It's huge. And the one dude had wobbly legs and fell down.
Right. Okay. When they sighted this thing, Connie, when they first thought it was the eyes of a raccoon or a possum or some animal, they thought it was on this branch. And this branch actually came out across the path, and then it came down to the right of the path. And when I was up there with Colonel Levitt, he told me that you could just about reach up as it tapered off to the right-hand side, and you could just about reach up and touch the leaves on it. So that's how they gauged the height of this thing. It was actually sitting there, Connie, and it lifted up, came down to the right, and it moved in front of the witnesses. Now, the beams of light weren't that strong, but Mrs. May and the witnesses had told me they shot out from behind these portholes. Now, the outer helmet that was black, that was shaped like the Ace of Spades, Freddie and Mrs. May said it had like a glass barrier in front of it. It wasn't open. It had a glass barrier. And Freddie, who saw it from a distance, from the wooden gate. It was really cool, Connie, because when I was doing my illustrations and working with the witnesses, Mrs. May saw this thing right up close, like about 12 feet away. Freddie saw the whole thing unfold in front of him. You know what I mean? So we have different mm-hmm. points of view. That's how I was able to do that illustration, which was really perfect. Great. So this thing is moving in front of Kathleen. While this is going on, this thing was squirting out like a grayish black oil all over the place. It was some type of a leak. And because Mrs. May was the closest, she said this oil splattered. Remember I told you it was making the noises and hissing? The witnesses said this thing seemed to be really hot, like it was burning up. And this oil was spewing out all over the place. It hit the front of Mrs. May's clothing. Now, she was a hairdresser back in the day. And back then, Connie, she had her little suit with the matching hat, she told me, and that's how they would dress in the 50s. When she was cutting hair, she had a uniform. And she said her hat got splattered with oil, and it hit her in the chest, and there was all oil down through the front of her. Some of the kids had this oil splattered on their faces. It got in their hair. They were a mess. They really didn't even have time to scream. When Jean fell over, Mrs. May said he wasn't too long in getting up, but when they got up, they got a good look at this thing. Another witness said that what the Flatwoods machine was actually doing is the head was wavering from left to right. Do you know what I mean? And one of the researchers said it's back in the day, Ivan Sanderson. And when he interviewed the witnesses about a week later, he said that it sounded like it was looking out in the field for something. Now, what had happened, Connie, is when the boy saw the craft land up in the back, it actually hovered over the trees and dropped down onto that bald spot. Between the point where the kids ran to Mrs. May's house and got up to the farm and encountered the monster, the craft had actually relocated because it was glowing. Witness Jack Davis said it was obvious thing was sitting up on top of a mountaintop on that flat plateau, and you could see the lights glowing through the whole forest area. What it did, Connie, is it hovered and relocated and sat back at a farm where the pear trees were. It didn't want to be obvious, so just logic, let's move back into an area where we're not going to be readily seen. When the craft touched down in there, the Flatwoods monster actually left the craft, and all of these years of what were called skid marks, which were left in the grass. You have to picture that gully field, Connie, the grass was about 3 to 4 feet high in parts. Stewart told me that it was about waist high in some points. Well, what happened is the propulsion system from this Flatwoods monster had actually cut a path. After the craft touched down, it left a pressed-in area, which was evidence. And as it left and it went across the field, up the gully, up to the path, and went and hid behind a tree, it left a path. And Stewart, who was up there the following morning investigating, he said it was very powerful. There were rocks flipped over upside down. So you have to picture it was like a big, gigantic leaf blower holding it straight down to the ground that was 4 feet wide, and it cut the path through the grass. And then when the encounter happened, this thing went back across the path, hovered into the field, and it made a parallel path following it back to the craft, like walking to and from your car in the snow. You're going to leave a path back and forth. That's what this thing did. But when back to the story, when this thing came in front of Mrs. May and it splattered the oil on her and the kids, they said they all got a good look at it. They got a real good look at it, scared them half to death. They turned around and they all had headed back down the field. They ran down the wagon path, and Mrs. May told me, she was so scared, she says, I hurdled that 4-foot fence in one leap, like she was in the Olympics. 32-year-old lady running. She says, I ran, outran all the kids. She says, I was the first one back over that. And she says, I jumped it like a hurdler. That's how scared they were. The rest of the kids got up to it. They jumped over. Freddie and the other couple kids and the dogs, they had the head start because they never passed over that second gate. And they all ran back towards the house.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Freddie and Kathleen told me later they were so scared they scaled and went over that big metal gate. They didn't open it. They all climbed up and they went over it. A couple of the smaller kids climbed through it. So these kids were pretty terrified. And once they got over that, they ran back across the field. The first field, they went back down the incline of the driveway on Depot Street, and they all ran into the house. And that's when the pandemonium really started affecting them. Mrs. May called up the local sheriff's department, and the sheriff wasn't in at the time. He was actually out looking for a crashed airplane, and it wasn't an airplane whatsoever. It was another UFO. And there was UFO seen, and it's well documented, all over Braxton County that night. Some of them were crashing. What they couldn't understand back in the day until I got the Project Blue Book documents and I started following the flight paths and then interviewing more people in Flatwoods. Now, Connie, I was going up there for years with Stanton Friedman and Al Lemberg and different friends, and we were scoping over this area. And every time we did a show, more Braxton County residents came out for our book signings, and we were sitting down. And that's why I say this book, to be updated, I would have had it about 50 times updating it and putting it in print. What I do is I'll release some of the information on the web, and you can see some updated articles.
Okay.
But Mrs. May said at that point the sheriff was out driving around looking for something that had crashed down the road along the Elk River a few miles away. He was not available. And what happened is Ailey Stewart, the reporter, got a call at his home because he was a photojournalist. He knew the area well. He was former Air Force. And he was very responsible, and he used to hang out with the police and go to the crime scenes, and he would take the photographs. So he knew all the cops. He knew the state troopers. He knew the local sheriff, and he went to Mrs. May's house. He picked somebody else up. He proceeded up to the house, and he's the one that walked in and saw the pandemonium. So he was the first person of authority to get onto the spot. And it was like all hell broke loose when he walked through that front door and saw Mrs. May and all the kids.
Now, did anybody else see this creature, or was that the only time this was seen?
By that particular group right there?
Yeah.
There was actually other witnesses. I heard a few years ago up there that there was actually some kids that did follow along from a distance, but they never went all the way up, and they never went public with it. But the Flatwoods Monster was seen the following night. It was actually on Earth for about 24 hours. After this thing was sighted, the encounter, it went back to the craft and it lifted off, and I actually have it documented and pinpointed on topographical maps through Braxton County, and different people had seen it. It took off in like a pendulum-type motion, circled in the back of the farm where there's a railroad trestle, and then it took off and it headed south and it followed the Elk River. And later that night, which was about a half an hour, the encounter happened about 8 o'clock. About 8:30, the thing crash landed in a place called Frametown. And it landed on property of James Knob.
Franktown. Come on, Frank.
Yep. Followed it back to James Knob. Yep.
Okay. So it's all about you there. Okay, let me ask this. A lot of things I've experienced, you see a little craft and yet you see bigger entities and you're like, how, you know, are they together? Or is there a way that this big thing came out of that small thing? And we've seen, and we've, you know, some of us have learned through experience too that these entities that we see that are huge, you know, there's also these intelligent orbs. And so there's been a lot of, encounters, stories, witnesses, experiences that these big entities can turn into that little intelligent orb, and then they go into those ships, and it's like, oh, that's how they can fit into those ships. Was there anything like that? Was the ship that they saw, the saucer, big enough for this, you know, huge hovercraft machine?
Well, it actually wasn't the saucer shape. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
It was shaped like a gigantic egg, okay?
Oh, no!
It was an egg-shaped object, and the blunt end was forward, and the tapered end was towards the rear. Now, that's a good point, Connie, because I wanted to get an idea of how big this thing was.
Yeah.
And Jack Davis, who I interviewed, and he's the one that actually drove me around Braxton County and Flatwoods and took me to the points where you go up these craggy little one-way roads. And then when we got to the top and stepped out, he says, Frank, look across there. And I looked and he's like, can you see where it landed? I spent a lot of time with Jack running around. He was like my tour guide. And Jack saw the craft coming in. He saw it from another part of town. And I was actually, he owned a car garage, a repair shop. And I stopped in one day, and he was on some downtime in between repairs. And I said, Jack, how big was this thing? Can you get me in a ballpark? Was it the size of a Volkswagen or an 18-wheeler? I said, just get me in a ballpark with this thing. And the garage that he had, Connie, it wasn't side by side. It was end to end. Do you know what I mean? It was like two bays, front and back.
Okay.
he had finished working on a car in the back, and he looked around the shop, and he said it was about the size of this two-car garage end to end. And I said, so what would you estimate it at? And he said it was probably about 14 to 16 feet high and about 32 to 36 feet long, and it was shaped like an egg.
Oh, man. I've seen some pictures of an egg that people have gotten on trail cams. Mm-hmm.
And that was the same thing.
That was amazing.
That was seen over Washington.
Oh, I had no idea.
Washington, Virginia, wow. And it was sighted, so it was actually easy to track. It's like the breadcrumbs. And I worked on, I had my master map, which you could see, it's all over the internet. And it was just several years of plotting points. And Project Blue Book actually had a ton of information in it, Connie, but nobody ever paid close attention to it. Then I was getting some of the research from some of the past investigators, Gray Barker, Ivan Sanderson, and I was going through their private notes. There was a Gray Barker Museum in Clarksburg, and I got to go through some of that stuff and everything that was released through the press, then talking to the locals who were coming forward. So I had a ton of information. I had more maps than you can imagine, Connie, and all it was spreading these maps out for years, and every time I got a new piece, I would just plot the point, and it's just connecting the dots. And I work with different military personnel who helped me with this.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.